President Obama delivered his State of the Union address yesterday. His speech comes in a time when his job approval rating is the most polarized for any first-year president, meaning there's a larger gap of opinions on his job performance between Democrats and Republicans than ever before. According to a Gallup poll, there's a 65 percentage point gap between the two sides of the aisles. For a Republican's reaction, we turn now to the House's Minority Whip, Republican Congressman from Virginia, Eric Cantor. Good morning.
Good morning.
I wanted to ask you actually about a video news release you posted to your website after the president spoke that you called the Democrat Disconnect, and you included footage from the president's State of the Union address. Here's a clip from it.
And that's why I'm calling for a new jobs bill tonight.
Speaker Pelosi and most Democrats just don't get it. Here are the real results. 3.4 million jobs lost, a $1.4 trillion budget deficit, and an unemployment rate above 10%. The Democrat Disconnect, brought to you by Speaker Pelosi and the Democrats in Congress.
So, Minority Whip Eric Cantor, the numbers that you put in there as the real results are actually the same numbers that he used in his State of Union speech. So where's the disconnect?
Well, the disconnect is that this president has embarked upon an agenda that is heavy on Washington programs, heavy on more government spending, and frankly, very light on the things that small business owners and job creators need in order to get back in the game and start hiring people.
Okay, the president walked into to a job in which the former administration had left him with a very large deficit and had begun the series of bailouts that we saw continue into the beginning of his term. At which point did you feel that when President Bush left office that those bailouts were enough?
No, the point is, in the beginning of the president's term, almost a year ago, the president's priority was the stimulus bill. I think everybody said that we wanted to get America back to work, that we could see unemployment coming. The president said, this is the way to do it. We'll stave off job losses and make sure unemployment doesn't exceed 8%. Well, that was supposed to be what the stimulus bill produced, and we know now that the average in the country is nearly 10%. It's not good enough. So why would it be that we want to now pass another big Washington spending bill, his so-called jobs bill, when it is not about more Washington spending?
What is it about? How do you solve the jobs problem?
Well, right now what we have is a real climate of uncertainty in this country. You have the specter and the overhang of tax hikes coming at the end of this year. We ought to all agree and say, you know what, we shouldn't be raising taxes in times of high unemployment. We also have the need to stop the spending. The president called for a spending freeze, but he said that we're going to have a spending freeze start next year. Well, you know what? If you look and see how much spending occurred this past year, the domestic discretionary non-defense budget went up 66%. Well, we can go ahead and rescind some of the money that was authorized and start doing what we say now rather than putting it off for tomorrow.
So you support the spending freeze, you just want him to start it earlier.
Well, I think that once he'll have finished this year, the spending will probably have gone up over 80% from 2 years ago. If that's the case, freezing at that level, that's not what small businesses and families are doing in this country. They're having to really tighten their belt and cut their budgets. That's what Washington should be doing.
Okay, so Republicans have acknowledged, and you yourself has acknowledged, that health care is a problem in the country. And the president, in his speech, said that the politics in Washington is holding up reform.
Here's what I ask Congress, though. Don't walk away from reform. Not now. Not when we are so close. Let us find a way to come together and finish the job for the American people.
That kind of sounds, Eric Cantor, that he's talking directly to you. What is your answer to him?
Listen, I'm all about coming together. The problem is the words are one thing. It is the actions that have been lacking. And, you know, we saw the people in Massachusetts speak out last week. We saw the people in my state in Virginia speak out in November, along with those in New Jersey. People are tired of the arrogance in Washington and the way business is conducted. They're tired of being told how to think. And frankly, the country has rejected the president's health care bill. So it is time for us to start over. It is time for us to effect real reform. And let's start by bringing down costs. We know that this bill that he has proposed will cost over $1 trillion. That's not how you reform health care.
You know, I have to ask, you know, you said that the people are tired of arrogance and tired of being told what to think, which is the same criticism we heard under the Republican Bush administration. And I'm wondering, how much do you personally take responsibility for Americans' lack of confidence in Washington over our skepticism and lack of faith in our politicians? Do you feel like this is a point in our history when you need to sit down with your colleagues and take personal responsibility for getting things accomplished without the polarizing politics?
Celeste, there's enough blame to go around for all of us. The reality here in Washington is there's one-party rule, and that's where the public has now become to awaken and see that that's not necessarily good for this country, because when we look at the agenda that's being proposed, the policies of this administration, whether it's a stimulus bill, whether it's cap and trade bill, whether it's the ballooning federal deficit, whether it's this health care bill, the agenda has been rejected by the people. So the president had an opportunity last night to demonstrate that he's listened, that he's learned, that we will now start in another direction, down a new path towards coming together and solving these problems according to what Americans want. I didn't hear a lot of that last night.
Okay, but let's tackle just one thing that you just mentioned, which is the ballooning deficit. And that ballooning deficit began under the rule of an administration of your party, and it's continued in the administration of the other party. So how do we get that fixed together?
In order to figure out how to stop spending, you just do it. And the president called for the creation of another commission to find out how you stop spending. You know, families and businesses can't do that. They don't have that luxury. Let's get down to business and reality here. We can't all work together.
Okay, Republican Whip Eric Cantor, he's a Republican congressman from Virginia. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.